Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Lisa McBride joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a little bit different than what happens with the Good Vibe Tribe. Normally, somebody will call in and tell us about something in their life that is happening, that is good and positive, and we love that. But Lisa, you were actually nominated. We got a message from your friend, Carrie. I think you're also Carrie's boss as well.
I am.
So you have a personal relationship and a working relationship. And she shared a little bit of your story of your fight with cancer, your family's fight with cancer, and how that led to some of the organizations that you're now involved with. Can you talk about, you know, kind of what you went first?
Tell us your story.
Yeah, tell us what you went through first.
I was actually a caretaker for both my parents. My dad had lung cancer. My mom had breast cancer. My mom ended up, she recovered from the breast cancer and ended up with kidney failure. So caretaking was very difficult. My dad passed right before the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, I was the caretaker for my mom. And unfortunately, what I did was I put her appointments first. I put my mammogram off for a year. And I ended up, when I went to get my mammogram, I ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
So that was very difficult, but then I had to obviously take care of her. When she passed away, less than 6 weeks later, they had me in for a double mastectomy.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so that was on Valentine's of 2022. It's a Valentine's I will never forget.
I understand you're actually celebrating some pretty good news since that day.
Yeah, so this will be 3 years cancer-free.
Let's go!
I'm very excited about that, right?
We love to hear it.
Yeah, so very excited about that. And obviously, I think my life changed when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, getting involved in nonprofits. So for the last 3 years, I have really channeled my energy into a cancer nonprofit and also a veterans nonprofit. So very excited about the work that I'm doing. I feel like I got a second chance. And so I want to give back.
And what is the cancer nonprofit? What is it called?
So it is called Pink Revolution of New Hampshire. I'm actually a board member there. And what we do there at that nonprofit is we have two programs, a gas and grocery program and a comfort care product program, where we provide financial assistance to over 2,500 patients in the New England area and over $160,000.
And then the veterans organization is called Holiday Cards for Our Military Challenge. Is that right?
When I met the president of Pink Revolution, she introduced me to the president of Holiday Cards for Military Challenge. I just joined that nonprofit as a board member this past September. And what their goal is to collect and deliver personalized and signed cards to our military troops And last year, we sent out 365,000 cards to our military troops. We also send Mother's and Father's Day cards, so we're always looking for, you know, organizations and people to help bring those cards in. We get them all over the world, and we love seeing when they send us the pictures and showing us the cards. It is, both of them, both of these nonprofits are amazing.
Well, you just spend all of your free time trying to make a difference in the world.
You are an angel.
I do. I do. And I do work a full-time job, which is kind of hard when I try to fit all these in. And then not only do am I a board member on both of those, but I also volunteer at two other nonprofit veteran organizations in Massachusetts, where I serve dinner at the New England Center and Home for Veterans in Boston. And then I also do Thanksgiving shopping at Veterans Inc. in Worcester in November with the veterans.
Now we know why Carrie sent us this email about
goodness.
You.
Lisa, really, you inspire me.
Yeah, you're a force, Lisa. That is for sure.
Well, thank you.
We're speechless here. This is a lot that you're doing and so much good. And it really exemplifies kind of what our Good Vibe Tribe is all about, I think.
And please, if you've got events coming up with your 8,000 charities, we would love to support them. So please keep us apprised, okay?
I definitely will, because I will let you know, Kennedy, I'm going to be jumping out of a plane in September for cancer patients.
Oh, can I come?
You can. I will send you the info.
I'll do it too. I'll do it with you. I'll jump out.
Oh my God, that would be wonderful. I will get that to you. Believe me.
Done and done.
I did it last year and it's amazing.
Done and done.
Lisa, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I think she's the president.
Right.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for this. I honestly, it's all about the patients and the veterans, and I'm just so honored to be able to give back to them.
Well, you're the best, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom. Kennedy.
Okay.
And a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Get,
it's going to be like this all show.
Kennedy, say hey to Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Kennedy.
Rachel, you're from which town?
Sandown, New Hampshire.
Sandown? That's my... Never heard of it.
That's okay. No one has.
Okay. What's it near?
Near Plastow, Hampstead, Derry.
Okay. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
And what, you too.
And what's your daughter's name? Who's with you?
Abby.
All right. How old is Abby? Hey, good morning, Abby.
She's 12.
Nice. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Question number one, Rachel, sources say Victoria Beckham ruined her son Brooklyn's wedding to Nicola Peltz by stealing their first dance. Witnesses reportedly saw Nicola run from the room crying.
That is a wild move to do at someone's wedding.
How did Victoria Beckham rise to fame?
She was Posh Spice from the Spice Girls.
Question number two, Ozzy Osbourne is giving 120% to his final performance on July 5th. He has a trainer to improve his endurance and has his blood pressure taken 15 times a day. Finish the famous Ozzy Osbourne lyric. I'm going off the rails on a blank.
Oh, my husband's going to kill me. I have no idea.
Question number three, Chris Elliott, 65 today. He played Roland, the mayor of a small town in which hit comedy series from Dan and Eugene Levy?
Schitt's Creek.
Question number four, sports personality Pat McAfee was given a mic at the Knicks versus Pacers game, and he spent his airtime trashing famous Knicks fans like Spike Lee and Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller, known for his role as a vapid supermodel in the movie Zoolander, who played Hansel in that movie?
Owen Wilson.
Question number five. The original cast of Hamilton will put on a special performance as part of the Tony Awards celebrating the Broadway production's 10th anniversary.
Let's go.
Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Abby, how do you think your mom did?
Really good.
You are correct.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
That is the right answer. Rachel got 4 out of 5, woo! Kennedy.
Well done.
Abby approved.
That's important.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sources say Victoria Beckham ruined her son Brooklyn's wedding to Nicola Peltz by stealing their first dance. Witnesses reportedly saw Nicola run from the room crying. How did Victoria Beckham rise to fame?
The Spice Girls.
Tied at 1. Ozzy Osbourne is giving 120% to his final performance on July 5th. He has a trainer to improve his endurance and has his blood pressure taken 15 times a day. Finish the famous Ozzy lyric. I'm going off the rails on a blank.
Crazy train.
2-1. Chris Elliott's.
Points for singing?
Huh? That wasn't your best.
I liked it.
Thank you.
2-1. Question number 3. It's a little pitchy for me, dog.
Oh, get out.
Well, that's a no for me, dog.
Chris Elliott, 65 today. He played Roland, the mayor of a small town in which hit comedy series from Dan and Eugene Levy.
Schitt's Creek.
He's 65. That's scary to me because
he's your doppelganger.
Because he's my doppelganger.
Yeah. You get that a lot, like your celebrity lookalike.
Yes. 3-2. Question number 4. Sports personality Pat McAfee was given a mic at the Knicks-Pacers game, and he spent his entire time trashing famous Knicks fans like Spike Lee and Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller is known for his role as a vapid supermodel in the movie Zoolander. Who played Hansel in the movie?
Owen Wilson.
4-3. Question number 5. The original cast of Hamilton will put on a special performance as part of the Tony Awards celebrating the Broadway production's 10th anniversary. Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Sorry, I misheard the middle name.
He's the $10 founding father without a father.
Don't get us started. We'll be here all day.
5-4 is the final score. Ooh. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Rachel. However, you did win yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. You buy a $25 gift card and receive 2 $5 bonus gift cards for Father's Day. Just saying. Just reminding you.
Do you want to go to the 99 for Father's Day?
Does it feel like that? Because yes.
Oh, we do. We love them.
Exactly.
Did you tell your family this, or are you just saying it on the radio hoping they'll hear it?
Manifesting.
Why
communicate with your family.
Why communicate?
You're going to get socks and you'll like it.
Rachel, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Rachel and Abby from Sandown, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. We are going to an event this evening. It's a fundraiser for the Friends of Ryan Deuce Morrissey. And they're going to be giving out some scholarship funds. They do this every year. So the story is with Deuce. Deuce passed away. I don't know how many years it's been, but he was killed. It was kind of like a wrong place, wrong time situation right down Main Street in Charlestown. And if you'll remember, I used to mentor with the Boys and Girls Club. And the boy that I mentored with, he and Deuce were best friends.
Right.
And so when I would go to the Boys and Girls Club and hang out with them, they were like 10, 11 years old. It was a lot of knee hockey going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened with Deuce, and he was just the nicest kid. He was the kid that you'd see out on the street, and he'd always say, "Hello, Mr. Carson." He was, "Oh, yes, sir, no, sir," just like the nicest kid. It was really bad when this like affected the neighborhood.
I remember, yeah.
So the parents have done a wonderful thing by starting this fund to help kids going to school. And Lana got Savannah Barrett for an award. So we don't know if he's going to get it or not. But, you know, we bought tickets. We want to go to the event.
Yeah.
We're going to support the event tonight.
I love
so
that.
We're going to be doing that. Thankfully, I don't think we have any lacrosse this weekend.
Oh, bro.
I say that.
Don't say it
It's
out
a
loud.
Christmas miracle.
Don't ever say those words again.
Yeah.
Don't mention a streak.
I don't know. Lana, it sounds like she's got maybe plans with girlfriends. She wants to go to
Are you saying you might be able to sit on your own couch in peace?
I might. She wants me to reach out to Jason Santos and see if I can get her into like Citrus and Salt on Saturday night, her and a couple of her girlfriends. So I'm going to see if I can pull that off so I can sit at the house and, I don't know, watch sports.
Quietly?
Watch quietly. Whatever I want.
All right. 617-655-1234. Again, we want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. We have Nick from Weymouth. Good morning, Nick. What is your what are your big plans for the weekend?
I won Jason Aldean tickets a few weeks ago with you guys. So we were all pretty bummed. So we're still going to have our little Jason Aldean concert at the house. We got three other couples coming over. And, you know, I bought a new cowboy hat, a cut-off sleeve denim jacket.
Aww.
We're going to get funky tonight.
Oh,
you
love the spirit.
You were ready to style out at Fenway.
Oh, yeah, I got the acid jeans going. I was going to look really weird. But, you know.
That is such a positive attitude.
It
I've
really
seen
is.
Some people out there, you know, that are kind of pissed off and they're complaining and, you know, you should do this and you should do that. Listen, things happen. Safety first. It's not a God-given right to go to a concert.
To see Jason Aldean.
You know what I mean? Like, things happen and that's okay. Yeah. They're going to refund everybody's money. This is the spirit. To
it
have.
Really is. Have such a good time. Send pictures.
Yeah.
I will. I'll grab a microphone. I'll be singing to the group.
You're going
to
be the best looking guy in your living room.
Yeah, what I would do is.
Bottom dollar. I would just. Now.
I would go. That's funny. I would go in and DM Jason Aldean and just give him your address and say, hey, I know you don't have anything going on tonight. Why don't you stop by and play a few songs?
Not a bad
that
idea.
Would be
that's so good. All right.
That would be amazing.
Have a great weekend, Nick.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
B-side.
Huh?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You have a baby shower this weekend?
I do. So one of the former heel dancers I used to dance with is having a baby next month. And she's been planning this baby shower for like 3 months now with announcements and let's go, everyone. Make sure you're coming. And Sunday's the day. And of course, I have like 5 homework assignments due that day, but I'm going.
That's what a good friend is
you
for.
You are. You are such a good doobie.
Yes, I went to Walmart last night after a couple of Mai Tais and bought some plenty of presents.
That is the only way to go to Walmart.
Indeed. That's how I like to go to Target. I get it. I'm a mall walker for that very reason.
That's great. All right. Well, have a great weekend, B-side.
Thank you.
How about you, Producer Dan? What are you getting into over the weekend? I'm throwing a curveball here.
I wasn't expecting. I wasn't prepared.
I know you weren't. I knew you weren't, and I apologize.
Believe in you, Dan.
What am I doing this weekend? No. Tonight, I am going to a surprise party.
Okay.
Which I'm not really going to know anyone there, so surprise to me.
Okay.
and then Saturday, it's Jelly Roll and Post Malone at Gillette Stadium.
How's the weather?
Thankfully, unlike Fenway, that is still happening.
Right.
And the weather, I don't know, dude. I went to Boston Calling last weekend and got downpoured on for 4 hours.
Right.
So I'm praying. I don't know if there's an anti-rain dance I can do on the roof today before I go.
Right.
But I'm hoping, it says there's going to be showers Saturday, but I'm hoping it's early.
Right.
And then clear skies for the nighttime.
Do they have an opening act or anything like that?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious.
I know between them, they're going to play like 40 songs. So.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be a long show. That'll probably be like a 2.5 hour, three.
I'm excited. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. That's going to be really good. Okay. Kennedy.
Yes, there is an opening yet. Go on.
Oh, I think I know what your plans are for the weekend.
Don't.
Well, there's a guy sitting right here.
I'm looking at your plans. He's tall.
No.
Old Blue Eyes is in the studio.
Yes.
Can we talk to him on the show?
You could ask him yourself. He's a grown-ass man.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, Kennedy has a friend in town.
Yeah.
Hello, Old Blue Eyes.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Carson.
Pull that microphone. Yeah, pull that microphone over in front of your face. Have you ever been on the radio with either one of us or together?
I have not. I think I did a fake phone call at some point 25 years ago. Yeah.
No. So just,
and the one live broadcast where he swore.
That's right, when you guys first met. So just a quick backstory on Old Blue Eyes here is that when Kennedy and I first met in 1997, I think it's when we met, Kennedy was doing some theater, and I was volunteering to run sound at the theater. We became friends. I was just starting in my radio career, finally convinced Kennedy to come to work at the radio station, and that's kind of what began. We were friends, mm-hmm. and then we started working together, and mm-hmm. we started doing the show. And so the two of you were dating, and I can't remember if when you guys broke up we started hanging out a lot. I remember spending a lot of time with you playing a lot of pool,
going to the office quite often.
Yeah, there was a bar called The Office.
Yeah.
And that's where we hung out a lot back in the day.
Correct.
It's a great name for a bar.
It is a fantastic
name. I'm trying to remember if I still remember the payphone number. Because you had to call the payphone if you wanted to talk to anybody there.
It was the kind of bar that had dollar bills in the, you know, or you know, pinned up in the ceiling or something like that.
Uh-huh. Cigarette machine.
Yeah, it had a cigarette machine. It had an actual jukebox, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so you guys are now hanging out again 25 years later.
Yep.
And how is that going so far?
Pretty good.
Terrific.
There we go.
Yeah.
May I ask how you guys reconnected?
Facebook?
Instagram, I think.
Instagram?
Who slid in whose DMs?
You did in mine. Dan. You did in mine.
Who's going to admit that?
Shoot your shot, man. It's cool.
And so you guys are going to hang out on the Cape this weekend?
Yeah, going down to Ocean Edge Resort in Brewster. So nice. I'm super excited about that. I've been down there quite a few times. And they just, you know, nice place to stay, relax, chill out, leave the world behind.
Have you ever been to the Cape of Cod before?
I have not.
Right.
I've never said I'm vacationing on the Cape for the weekend.
It sounds
you have to
sounds
say it
posh.
Like that.
Yes, we're down on Cape, yes.
We're down the Cape, my friend.
But you're saying it properly, though. Down the Cape.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm super excited that you are kind of back in our lives. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I would see you on social media and, you know, kind of living similar lives in separate places.
Different so to have, sports, but
yeah,
same
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I know. He's got a son who's a high-level baseball player, so you're spending every weekend at a baseball field, right? So, anyway.
So what are your intentions with my friend, sir? You flew all the way down here.
I have no nothing but good intentions.
I've never seen you so speechless.
Well, not my job.
Oh, Kennedy's blushing.
We have old Blue Eyes out of his element a little bit.
I think we have Kennedy out of relevant,
I know.
Too.
You guys get to, like, my one little piece of soft underbelly I show you every once in a while. Now I'm sweating and I need to go take a lap. Anyway.
Uh-huh. He never answered the question, though, did he, Dan?
He said his intentions were not
good.
Oh,
he did? Okay, I missed that. I was looking
Trust me, okay. Everything's fine.
You guys better leave the bedroom door open when we're down the Cape this weekend.
Well, we've got the whole place.
Her bedroom or my bedroom?
Wait, you're coming with me?
Oh my gosh, this is so good. I love to see this side of Kennedy. We don't get to see this very often here. So this is it's a lot
She's
of
cranky
fun.
A lot is what they're trying to tell me. She's been through some things.
Somebody just texted in from the 351. He said, Blue Eyes and that voice? Go Kennedy.
Oh, he's a very handsome man. Were you once on a... We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but as I remember, were you on like a billboard?
No, it wasn't a billboard.
In the Walmart. You were a model for what?
For eyeglasses.
Right.
And yeah, it was supposed to be for eyeglasses because he has great eyes, and then right. They put sunglasses on him.
Yeah.
So stupid.
And it was about a, 4x6?
It was huge.
It was big.
He had like the hand on his face, like...
Yeah, that stock photo looking
and like
handsome
some, and
man.
And a pretty girl right here. It was yes. Really, really good.
I remember like going into the Walmart and being like, oh my God.
There he is.
Not All like right. Being a local celebrity, man.
Okay, can we do something else? Because I'm very nervous.
Carson's just basking in your awkwardness right now.
Really?
He's never going to play a song.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Can't beat. You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two. And she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose. Cause you're a loser.
Can't beat Kennedy. Oh, whoa, that's the wrong one. Sorry about that. Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way. And a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jim from Bedford.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Jim, also your daughter's in the car. What's her name?
Ella.
Ella, good morning, Ella.
I'm dropping her off at school, but she won't get out of the car until we're done.
We'll write her a note for being late, Jim. It's fine.
All right, Jim and Ella, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more of them right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. Oh, Blue Eyes, can you confirm that she has left our studio?
She has left the building.
Yeah, she's over in that other room. She can't hear us now. Question number one. 22 years ago today, Pixar released Finding Nemo. It went on to win an Oscar for the best animated feature. What kind of fish is Nemo?
Clownfish.
Alanis Morissette, 51 today, finished the lyric to one of her most well-known songs. Take a listen.
It's like rain.
When you've already paid.
Half a point. You didn't sing it, Jim.
Question number three. There's a new list of America's favorite gas station snacks, and the top two are beef jerky and Rice Krispie treats. Who are the three Rice Krispie mascots?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Beef jerky hits different, especially on a road trip.
It's pricey, though.
It's gotten out of, yeah.
Like, I don't want to pay that much for a gas station snack.
They have designer beef jerky now.
I don't even know what that means.
Just means it's like $22 for three pieces. The New England Patriots are investigating a video of wide receiver Stephon Diggs passing some sort of pink substance in a baggie to a woman on a yacht. Diggs' girlfriend is a famous rapper who has also been getting a lot of attention in the fiasco. What is her name?
Ella? Ella?
I don't know.
Okay.
Alabama.
Question number five. The most watched show of 2024-2025 season in America was the South Korean show Squid Game. The only foreign language film to ever win the Best Picture Oscar is also South Korean. It happened in 2020. Can you name that movie? It's a good one, too. Love that.
Finding Nemo?
Let's get Kennedy back.
Yes,
back in the studio.
The South Korean classic, Finding Nemo.
I just love Ella scolding him in the background. Dad! All right. Ella, where do you go to school?
I go to Wayne.
All right. And how many days do you have left?
We have 15 and a half days left.
But who's counting?
15 and a half. Jim and Ella got 3 out of 5.
Kennedy. All right. Well done, friends.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
22 years ago today, Pixar released Finding Nemo. It went on to win an Oscar for the best animated feature. What kind of fish is Nemo?
Clownfish.
Tied at 1. Alanis Morissette, 51 today, finished the lyric to one of her most well-known songs. It's like rain on your wedding day. It's the freedom of
when you've already paid.
That's how you
point
get
a half.
Yeah, that's how you get a full point. You'll know better next time, Jim. 2-2. Question number 3. There's a list. There's a new list of America's favorite gas station snacks, and the top two are beef jerky and Rice Krispie treats. Who are the three Rice Krispie mascots?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Especially the spicy Slim Jim, Dan.
Oh, Kennedy, what's the best road trip snack?
Combos.
Ooh, pizza combos?
Yes.
It's the end of story. Yes. There is no other answer.
Funyuns all day.
Combos are good, too.
Funyuns?
Did you just say Funyuns?
Yep.
Did we just break up?
I like Funyuns, man.
3-3, question number 4.
They smell so bad and they make your mouth taste weird. No.
The new... Dan, can we buy him some Funyuns for the road trip to the Cape this weekend?
Not my brand new car.
I just want chaos.
Lean in for a kiss with Funyun breath on the Sagamore.
Leave a few under the seat.
Oh, no. Not in my new car.
The New England Patriots are investigating a video of wide receiver Stephon Diggs passing some sort of pink substance in a baggie to a woman on a yacht. Diggs' girlfriend, who is a famous rapper, has also been getting a lot of attention in the fiasco. What's her name?
Cardi B.
4-3. Question number 5. The most watched show of the 2024-2025 season in the United States was the Korean show Squid Game. The only foreign language film to ever win the Best Picture Oscar. Also, South Korean came out in 2020 named the movie.
Parasite.
That was fast.
That was wicked fast. 5-5 is the, or 5-3 is the final score.
No, 5-5. You said it first.
Own it, you know. You can confuse him. He's confused easily.
That's true. It's true. 5-5. Congratulations. You won $1 million. What just happened? Oh, my God. All the text messages of I love Funyuns now.
See? Let's go.
These are your people. These are your people. All right. Well, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, Jim and Ella, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jim and from Bedford. And
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. We have Old Blue Eyes joining us in studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You flew in all the way just to see the Impossible parody live, huh?
And boy, are my arms tired. Where's the rim shack?
So, we have known Old Blue Eyes for 25 years at least.
Old.
At least 25 years, right?
Yes.
You met him.
Yes.
You guys dated for a hot minute.
Yes.
We used to hang out, play a lot of pool together.
You guys ran that town. Seriously. It's okay.
Good old days.
Own it.
Good old days.
I just got scraps.
Oh, please.
I just got the scraps.
That is so not true. I digress.
And so, Old Blue Eyes is in town this weekend. They're, Kennedy and Old Blue Eyes are going to the Cape for the weekend. But as far as the Impossible parody goes, hang on.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
I actually picked the topic this week because Kennedy shared a story of when she visited you in Chicago. And you went to go to the zoo, and you didn't want to pay the $35 or $45 for parking.
This is accurate. Very.
You're a frugal guy. She noticed it several times.
Coupons
at the grocery store,
using your phone number to buy booze, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
He's a man who appreciates value, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy, on the other hand,
pay it.
She spent $1,000 since the show started online.
Not today. It's a payday. But yeah.
So I asked Kennedy to write an impossible parody about what it's like to be a girl who likes to spend around a guy who is frugal.
Okay.
Is that a fair?
That's about where we landed. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is Lords Royal.
Okay.
And it's called Frugal. There's a little click track in the beginning because okay. the song starts before the music does. So just that's what that is. All right.
Okay. All right. You tell me when you're ready, Kennedy.
Let's go. I'm not trying to call you cheap. You like to save a buck or two, and it's charming. Your use of coupons is so sweet. So what's my deal? Who is it harming? 'Cause every day I'm like new shoes, red wine, Instagram shopping. No shame, stupid. I have no savings. I don't care. So how can I complain about how you buy one, get one using your grocery app? No, I didn't put your number in when I bought the wine. I'll pay for it. It's fine, 'cause I can't be frugal. I think money grows on trees. It's the parking garage for me. My Amex bill is scary. Is being thrifty cooler? Not according to me, but baby, you save. I need background singers. You save that money.
I got you next verse.
Good. I feel all alone.
I got you.
You sound good.
I went to the store to buy some food. We needed cheese. It was 2-for-1. It made you so happy. And everyone who knows, you knows. Your penny-pinching ways. You save that money. Not me, because every day I'm like new shoes, red wine, Instagram shopping. No shame, stupid. I have no savings. I don't care. So how can I complain about how you buy one, get one using your grocery app? No, I didn't put your number in when I bought the wine. I'll pay for it. It's fine, 'cause I can't be frugal.
Frugal.
I think money grows on trees. It's the parking garage for me. My Amex bill, it's scary. Is being thrifty cooler?
Cooler.
Not according to me, but baby, you say.
You say. You say.
So I can retire comfortably.
Very good.
Nailed it!
Well done, Kennedy.
Thank you. It's not anxiety
being frugal
produced.
Is cool, though.
Yes, babe. Totally. You keep doing that.
Was it nerve-wracking to do it right in front of him?
It's weird, but you liked it, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Is that a no? Are you mad?
He is in a great mood. He got free coffee here at the radio station.
She had a first draft of the song called Cheap Ass, but she didn't want to use that.
All right, if you have a impossible parody idea for Kennedy, please drop me an email. Don't text it in. We don't want Kennedy to see it. Send me an email. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Dan, I have some exciting news to share with the show this morning.
And what might that be?
We have a new diehard lacrosse fan in the family.
It's like, Kennedy? They know it's not me.
When I tell you, Dan, the text chain between me and Carson yesterday, while his kid was waiting to get 2 minutes of playing time. In my life, I've never been so invested in anything. In my life! I'm driving to the airport, and I'm waiting for an update. So stupid, but I'm here for it.
So his team, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the week. He's a goalie. He's a lacrosse goalie, and he's in middle school in the eighth grade, but his school goes 7 to 12, and they have a varsity team. The varsity team's very good. They're ranked number one in the state in one of the top divisions, and they started the playoffs yesterday. And I didn't even take my good camera because I just did not think he was going to see any playing time. And then next thing you know, they're winning at the end of the first quarter, like I think 5 or 6 to 1. And I'm starting to see some players on the field that are not like varsity starters. They're starting to play some of the younger kids. And I start texting Kennedy.
You started way before that.
Did I?
Let me give it to you.
Oh.
I'm going to give it to you real quick. He sends me a couple of videos, 3-1, 4-1. I'm just sharing the score because the bigger the lead, the better the chance Barrett plays. We need a 20-1, 5-1, 6-1. I say, let's go.
So you don't care about these kids on the other team. You want them to have to get ran up on the playoffs.
That's right. 8-1. And I say, OMG. 9-1. I say, are you playing a grade school? No shade. And I say, I assume his score is first. I feel like we're having the text chain you and Lana had. Remember when she couldn't tell
us? Yeah, didn't know who, yeah.
10-1. Yes. LOL. Me. Wow. 11-1. Dude. 11-2. 11-3. How dare they, I say.
The 12, audacity.
12-3. Well, now a lot of younger kids are coming in for BC High. I said, okay, acceptable. 12-4 halftime. I send him Joshua Sacco doing the miracle speech at Fenway Park. Backup goalie is in to start the second half. He sends the, so you're saying there's a chance, Jeff. And I say, we're getting there. He said, he's putting on his goalie helmet. I say, OMG. I said, let's go, $200 helmet. Carson goes, $400. I'm like, oops. 13-4, so close. 14-4. I am way too invested in this, I say. 15-4. Just a few seconds left in the third. Barrett might get the last 5-6 minutes of the fourth. I hope he does, I say. 16-4, end of the third. No way he's not getting in. It's called manifesting, I say. He's in and he made a save. Oh my God, I can't believe how excited I am. This is so great.
I feel like I was there.
I know.
What a roller coaster of emotions, Kennedy.
I can't tell you how invested I was.
And it took me a minute to send you those last couple of messages that he was in the game and made a save because I was afraid if I sent you the save video or I said he made a save, that automatically he would get scored on.
I understand.
Sports superstition.
So I'm just like waiting till he kind of gets settled in a few minutes before I'm telling people that, you know, he's in the game and he's doing okay. There was a very cool moment too. So they have a specific helmet that the team wears. And it's this really cool gold shiny helmet. And we had to order it. And it takes a week to 10 days to get here. And so he just has his club helmet that he wears, which is completely different design and color. Mm-hmm. And so somebody lent him a gold helmet to wear for the games. But it's not a goalie helmet. The goalie helmets have another piece on the bottom to protect their throat. Mm-hmm. So they don't take a cross ball upside the throat. So he leaves. He didn't bring his goalie helmet because he didn't think he was going to get in. So I guess the coach says to him in the third quarter, like, you're going to be playing. So he has to run back to the locker room and get his goalie helmet. He gets back out there. The coach sees the goalie helmet. He's like, you're not going into our game wearing that helmet. I imagine that's what he said to him because now he's taking that off. And the guy who came in second takes off his helmet. And this kid,
Rudy.
And this kid is a junior and he looks like he's probably 6'2". And he's huge and he takes off his helmet and he puts it on Barrett's head. And I'm like this, and so I have left sitting with Lana because I want to be close if he goes in so I can get video. Lana's texting me from the other side of this. Are you seeing this? This is the greatest moment.
It was a great time. A time to be alive.
It was so fun.
Good for Barrett.
I know, right?
It was so fun. I mean, you know, he works hard and, you know, just to see him playing at this level is wild. Who knows what will happen going down the road, but to get into a varsity game, no matter what the score is, you know.
So it's a baller thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
My computer just started playing stuff.
Of course.
Sorry to wreck the moment.
No, you didn't wreck the moment. It is fine. So anyway, they got a big win. On to the next playoff
game. Let's go.
Game. On to the next playoff.
All right.
So
we're on to Cleveland.
Cleveland High.
Yeah.
As long as they can't play lacrosse, Barrett might play some more. That's what we're rooting for.
And we need a couple more bad teams early on.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's not going to continue as you get deeper into the tournament.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
They continue to play well. This is Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. You can hit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Patty from Midway.
Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Patty, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Oh, Blue Eyes, you will again confirm Kennedy's left the studio. Can't hear anything that is happening.
She has left the studio.
Thank you for that confirmation. Don't know what we would have done without you. We appreciate you. All the hard work this morning. We're going to pay you off with all the free coffee.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
All right, Patty, you ready?
I'm ready.
Today is the birthday of the late Mel Blanc. He was the voice of classic cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the Looney Tunes show, what is the name of the incompetent hunter who tries to catch Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Amy Poehler says guys doing goofy gymnastics turns her off. She realized it when she saw Tom Cruise do a backflip in The Outsiders.
That's why I never learned to do a backflip.
Just a weird... Amy Poehler is currently on the Restless Leg Tour with another female comedian that she's worked with for years. What is her name?
Tina Fey.
Two shows were abruptly canceled at Fenway Park yesterday because of a stage production issue. Name the two shows that got canceled.
Shakira and Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn.
Question number four. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot.
They're going to make $1 million from Creepy Dudes.
That is the most ridiculous idea I have ever heard of. Where are they selling?
I'll take 10.
Margot Robbie. Excuse me. What is this? I'm a little...
Oh,
confused.
I'm sorry. The question got cut off.
Sorry about that. What was the question?
Yeah, so it was basically Sydney Sweeney. One of her first movies was the Quentin Tarantino movie featuring Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie about the Tate murders.
Okay.
Can you name the movie?
Thank you, Dan.
No idea.
Question number five. Robin Thicke is getting married this weekend. Name the Robin Thicke and Pharrell song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country, but also got them sued by Marvin Gaye's estate.
Oh, I can hear it in my head.
Well, say it out loud.
It's not coming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Please.
Kennedy!
Please. That's what she said.
Yeah. I got that one.
Kennedy, welcome back.
What happened?
Nothing.
It's too many boys in the studio, Kennedy. We're off the rails.
I know. There are four grown men in this place. I'm sorry.
Deliver me.
I'm sorry. I apologize,
no,
Kennedy.
It's all good.
I'm sorry. You live in a locker room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll wash our dirty clothes. Sorry. Patty got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Patty.
These are tough. You ready?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Today is the birthday of the late Mel Blanc. He was the voice of classic cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the Looney Tunes show, what is the name of the incompetent hunter who tries to catch Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Tied at 1. Amy Poehler says guys doing goofy gymnastics turns her off. She realized it when she saw Tom Cruise do a backflip in The Outsiders. She's currently on the Restless Leg tour with another female comedian she's worked with for years. What is her name?
Tina Fey.
What do you think about guys doing goofy gymnastics, Kennedy?
Why not?
Hey, Dan, do a backflip for it real quick.
No, I don't do goofy gymnastics. I don't want to turn girls off.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. 2 shows were abruptly canceled at Fenway Park yesterday because of a stage production issue. Name the 2 shows that got canceled.
Shakira and Jason Aldean with Brooks and Dunn.
Tied at 3. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soup. Or soap, excuse me.
It is her soup, really.
Yeah.
That's all about
body
it.
Soup.
Sweeney soup.
Infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Sydney Sweeney and Margot Robbie starred together in a movie about the Tate murders. It was a Quentin Tarantino film, Kennedy.
Oh.
Can you name the movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
43, question number 5. Robin Thicke is getting married this weekend. Can you name the Robin Thicke and Pharrell song that spent 12 weeks at number 1 in the country, but also got them sued by Marvin Gaye's estate?
Blurred Lines.
It is Blurred Lines. Look at
that.
Was that all 15 today?
Might have been.
Oh, someone's showing off.
No, I'm not,
her man's
because I have
here.
One more game to go. No, I'm not.
AP flex.
Humble brag.
Well, when you got it.
I'm still absolutely floored that I've only lived here and I had no idea that our buns were different than the rest of the country.
Yes, they are completely different.
My mind is blown. I need
really?
To Google what they
like
look
you
like.
You were today years old when you found out that all
have you never
are
been to
people.
Another ballpark?
Not the, another ballpark, no. Well,
huh?
I've never seen a baseball game out of state.
Okay, well, yeah, because you would. Yeah, I've been to 13 different ballparks, and honestly, you get 13 different buns. Every ballpark has their own little thing going on for their food.
I have a running list of ballpark foods I like at different ballparks.
A little spreadsheet action app.
I do.
Yeah, I like that.
Nerd.
All right, well, Patty. I'm sorry, we got
Kennedy,
sidetracked
are you still
by
even
hot
there,
dog.
My love?
I'm so sorry.
I'm still here.
Patty, what's your take on buns?
You got to go New England style.
There it is.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Patty, we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the win or the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Patty from Medway, and I can't beat Kennedy, but I do have to give a quick shout out to my son Richard, who's graduating from pre-K this afternoon. So.
From pre-K?
Pre-K, we did it.
We made it. Look at us.
Do they wear tiny little graduation
caps?
Got
caps and gowns.
They do, and he had to make his own hat.
Send pictures, please.
The entire world.
Dan, shut up. Don't say it, Dan.
I haven't said anything.
Yes, we graduate from pre-K, and when you have a kid, you'll be having a ceremony.
We graduate from nap time?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, yeah, you may have heard a fourth voice in here in the studio this morning that is not intern Mac. It is Old Blue Eyes, a friend of Kennedy's from back in the day, actually a friend of ours from 25 years ago, and they have reconnected. And they are going to the Cape this weekend.
I can't even look at you.
Kennedy's been smiling the whole show.
Now,
nobody knows what to do with a happy Kennedy.
Old Blue Eyes lives in Chicago, and Dan has a very serious question.
Well, yeah, off the air, we were talking about hot dogs, which happens more often in the studio than you would probably think.
Well, cause glizzies. Let's go.
And I asked him, I was like, what's the deal with you guys and ketchup on hot dogs out there?
It's just something you just don't
you
do.
You just don't do it.
You just don't do it.
But why? It tastes good.
No, it doesn't. It ruins everything.
I put ketchup and mustard on a hot dog
a
at Fenway Park.
That's a terrible decision,
Dan. See, why are you so uptight about ketchup?
First of all, let's get back to your buns.
You don't like a Fenway Frank?
Did you guys, his mind was so blown when he had a hot dog with the bun.
I thought they ran out of real buns and were using bread.
His mind was blown when he saw the top
I mean, mine was too the first time I saw it.
Wait, are buns different in Chicago?
100%. Yeah, we don't have buns. The buns weren't like that.
What do you guys use?
I never saw a bun that opens buns. Like lengthwise.
Yeah, it's
not
too much.
Not turned on the top. I've never seen one until I moved here.
Let's remember this guy earlier in the show said he likes Funyuns. So just take his anything he says with a grain of salt.
Celery salt on it.
Hey, yo.
Got him. I've just never seen a whole city get riled up about ketchup before.
What about relish? Can you have relish on a hot dog?
Yes, but it has to be very green.
Yes, but the green, yeah.
What if your children put ketchup on a hot dog? Would you sell them?
We don't talk about that.
They do, don't they?
They do.
Terrible. That's a win for America, Dan.
They'll grow up one day.
All right. Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. You can hit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Patty from Midway.
Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
Patty, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Oh, Blue Eyes, you will again confirm Kennedy's left the studio. Can't hear anything that is up.
She has left the studio.
Thank you for that confirmation. Don't know what we would have done without you. We appreciate you. All the hard work this morning. We're going to pay you off with all the free coffee.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
All right, Patty, you ready?
I'm ready.
Today is the birthday of the late Mel Blanc. He was the voice of classic cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the Looney Tunes show, what is the name of the incompetent hunter who tries to catch Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Amy Poehler says guys doing goofy gymnastics turns her off. She realized it when she saw Tom Cruise do a backflip in The Outsiders.
That's why I never learned to do a backflip.
Just a weird... Amy Poehler is currently on the Restless Leg Tour with another female comedian that she's worked with for years. What is her name?
Tina Fey.
Two shows were abruptly canceled at Fenway Park yesterday because of a stage production issue. Name the two shows that got canceled.
Shakira and Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn.
Question number four. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot.
They're going to make $1 million from Creepy Dudes.
That is the most ridiculous idea I have ever heard of. Where are they selling?
I'll take 10.
Margot Robbie. Excuse me. What is this? I'm a little confused.
I'm sorry. The question got cut off.
Sorry about that. What was the question?
Yeah, so it was basically Sydney Sweeney. One of her first movies was the Quentin Tarantino movie featuring Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie about the Tate murders.
Okay.
Can you name the movie?
Thank you, Dan.
No idea.
Question number five. Robin Thicke is getting married this weekend. Name the Robin Thicke and Pharrell song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country, but also got them sued by Marvin Gaye's estate.
Oh, I can hear it in my head.
Well, say it out loud.
It's not coming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Please.
Kennedy!
Please! She said.
Yeah. I got that one.
Kennedy, welcome back.
What happened?
Nothing.
It's too many boys in the studio, Kennedy. We're off the rails.
I know. There are four grown men in this place. I'm sorry.
Deliver me.
I apologize,
no,
Kennedy.
It's all good.
I'm sorry. You live in a locker room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll wash our dirty clothes. Sorry. Patty got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Patty.
These are tough. You ready?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the birthday of the late Mel Blanc. He was the voice of classic cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the Looney Tunes show, what is the name of the incompetent hunter who tries to catch Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Tied at 1. Amy Poehler says guys doing goofy gymnastics turns her off. She realized it when she saw Tom Cruise do a backflip in The Outsiders. She's currently on the Restless Leg Tour with another female comedian she's worked with for years. What is her name?
Tina Fey.
What do you think about guys doing goofy gymnastics, Kennedy?
Why not?
Hey, Dan, do a backflip for it real quick.
No, I don't do goofy gymnastics. I don't want to turn girls off.
Tied to two. Question number three. Two shows were abruptly canceled at Fenway Park yesterday because of a stage production issue. Name the two shows that got canceled.
Shakira and Jason Aldean with Brooks and Dunn.
Tied to three. Sydney Sweeney is literally selling her bathwater. Dr. Squatch will sell soup. Or soap, excuse me.
It is her soup, really. Yeah. That's all about
body
it.
Soup.
Sweeney soup.
Infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bathwater from a photo shoot. Sydney Sweeney and Margot Robbie starred together in a movie about the Tate murders. It was a Quentin Tarantino film, Kennedy.
Oh.
Can you name the movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
43, question number five. Robin Thicke is getting married this weekend. Can you name the Robin Thicke and Pharrell song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country, but also got them sued by Marvin Gaye's estate?
Blurred Lines.
It is Blurred Lines. Look at that. Was that all 15 today?
Might have been.
Oh, someone's showing off.
No, I'm not,
her man's
because I have
here.
One more game to go. No, I'm not.
No key flex.
Humble brag.
Well, when you got it.
I'm still absolutely floored that I've only lived here and I had no idea that our buns were different than the rest of the country.
Yes, they are completely different.
My mind is blown. I need
really?
To Google what they look
like. Like you were today years old when you found out that all
have you never
are
been to another ballpark?
Another ballpark, no. Well,
huh?
I've never seen a baseball game out of state.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you would, yeah. I've been to 13 different ballparks and honestly, you get 13 different buns. Every ballpark has their own little thing going on for their food.
I have a running list of ballpark foods I like at different ballparks.
A little spreadsheet action app.
I do.
Yeah, I like that.
Nerd!
All right, well, Patty, I'm sorry we got
Patty,
sidetracked
are you still
by
in
hot
there,
dog.
My love?
I'm so sorry.
I'm still here.
Patty, what's your take on buns?
You got to go New England style.
There it is.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Patty, we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the win or the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Patty from Medway, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.